RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
It's Christmas week, and some people are going to be seeing snow. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, and all that stuff in between from all of us here at America Tonight to all of you. Start of another hour here on America Tonight. Tick, tick, tick. 2012 will be here before you know it. And full court press is on as far as the Republicans are concerned. Gingrich comes out on top again and again and again. But what about Ron Paul? Ron Paul with a stern warning about martial law. He says it's going to be established in the U.S. Yikes. So what does that mean? And he's kicking some butt in Iowa, as is Gingrich. Top stories of 2011. We'll be talking about that a little bit this hour because we really have more than a week, 2 weeks to talk about some of that stuff. It's fun to look back and see what we learned, what we didn't learn, the big mistakes, and the big attaboy stories to be certain. One of them I can tell you will be, whew, we're out of Iraq. That became official over the weekend. We'll talk about that. Plus, Kim Jong-il, that is one of the big stories. One of my hit list guys is now off the list, but what does it mean? Dead at 69 years old. If you listen to state-run television, you would hear that he worked himself to death. That's how he died on a train. He was physically exhausted. He was mentally spent. He was off on a high-intensity field inspection. In reality, our reality, is he died on a train. He's believed to have suffered a stroke a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, but he looked decent in his photos. Of course, there is Photoshop, even in North Korea. He died of heart failure, so 69 years old over the weekend, that happened. And ultimately, the question becomes, who takes his place? In other words, what son? The younger son, who is in his 20s, is said to have a hot ball temper, and kind of being iron-fisted kind of guy is how he's described? Or is it somebody else? You would think if Kim Jong-il really, and he had said this, he unveiled, if you will, his third son, Kim Jong-un, as his successor, then you, by putting him in high-ranking positions, you would think that that's what's going to happen. So people appeared to be in tears as they walked through the Capitol, and the real concern is over now what happens moving forward, what happens with South Korea, what happens to that relationship, and just in general. I mean, this is a big changing of the guard in North Korea. Is there any opportunity to change a few minds? I would say no. I do not believe the way of life in North Korea is going to change. I think it's going to be the same of the same. Maybe worse. I don't know. Could it be possibly better? The idea of a united Korea, I think, is a fantasy. At this point, I don't think so. And for us, why do we care? Well, of course we care. Because, you know, there's another communist country, somebody who's armed, talking about uranium enrichment and all that stuff. And obviously, in relationships, we have a vested interest when you think of our soldiers and where they're stationed. Think about it. And North Korea, we have a lot invested in South Korea. And think about what's going on in North Korea. Of course, it affects us in the United States, without a doubt. I'm going to zig over to what's happening politically. When I say what's happening politically, the franticness of trying to get votes. I think I read somewhere that Michelle Bachmann made 13 stops in one day because it was thought that, ooh, Iowans like her because she was born in Iowa and all that stuff. Well, because you have the Iowa caucus coming up so fast, she's making the rounds like everybody else is. And making the rounds means that she's everywhere and anywhere, but she's certainly not the only one. Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, you know, down the line, all the Republicans who are running around like chickens with their head cut off in Iowa to try to shore up as many votes as is possible. And this is the caucus. And after that, of course, on to New Hampshire and then down through the rest of the primaries. Newt Gingrich now at this point, if you're to believe the polls, and, you know, all the polls are different, but in the latest poll, he stands still as the front-running Republican hopeful overall. One of the things Newt Gingrich said as he made the Sunday rounds, I call it the Sunday swirl, the talking heads on the tube, Newt Gingrich made a bold statement. He's trying to do a lot of that, I think, to try to grab up some of the vote out there that he thinks he can reel in, that he doesn't believe he already has. He said on Sunday, some illegal immigrants who have become community members or full community members should be able to stay in the country. So he is saying that. But he's saying his policy would be to require 7 million or more to go back to their home nations before they could return. So repeatedly he's saying some kind of a citizen review board to figure out whether illegal immigrants would be eligible to get a residency permit and stay in the United States. And Gingrich said that the American people won't completely tolerate a forced removal of someone who's lived in their community for 25 years, has kids and grandchildren, belongs to a church, but that there are others that wouldn't qualify that should basically be booted, and then it should be decided whether or not they can return to this country. Sounds confusing. I mean, ultimately, how many people are we talking about? Because I think the 11 million number is cockeyed anyway. I think it's higher than that. He's saying his guess would be 7 to 9 million would go home and have to get a guest or worker permit and return under the law. So it's a form of amnesty, and no doubt a lot of his rivals are attacking it. Is that? And of course they're attacking it. Is that? Now that amnesty is a bad word to the people that Newt Gingrich is hoping to play to, the crowd that he needs to play to, which is the conservative Tea Party movement. Based on what Newt Gingrich said, would you vote for Newt at this point? Is he all wet on his immigration stance or not? How would you have a review board to decide eeny, meeny, miny, mo? That would be pretty tough, and that's part of the problem with that anyway. I think it's a flawed idea, because sure, you could have someone here trying to, I think what he's trying to do here is placate to the both sides. Hey, well, you know, I don't attack everyone, so, you know, we can cherry pick, because there's some people that certainly shouldn't suffer that. And that's a problem. I think he's going to have he's opening a bad can of worms with that one. Still, no matter what, at this point, he does lead, like I said, in the polls. Does that hold up now? Or does he take a little bit of a tumble because of some of the things that he's starting to say? All right, stay with us. Got some interesting things as we kick the can down the road, including We Can Count.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Down the street, people went all over. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the side of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey. I'll get you too, but another one bites the dust.
Is something I read. It's interesting. I read the headline in a thing called the Washington Examiner, or it's, you know, the Examiner. And in this opinion piece that I read, I love the headline. It says, the Republican presidential primary has become a bit feisty, but it's going to get ugly if Ron Paul wins the Iowa caucuses. I don't know. Do you think it'll get ugly if Ron Paul wins? I've said this before because we had our unofficial poll. Herman Cain came in first, but by a vote, Ron Paul was second. And a ton of you actually participated, no kidding, in the poll that we had for 3 weeks. We thought, well, everybody and their brother's putting their name on a poll. Why can't we do one, right? So listen to what was written, though. The principled anti-war, constitution-obeying, Fed-hating, libertarian Republican congressman from Texas stands firmly outside the bounds of permissible dissent as drawn by either the Republican establishment or the mainstream media. It's a crowded GOP field led by a collapsing Newt Gingrich and an uninspiring Mitt Romney. Paul could carry the Iowa caucuses, where supporter enthusiasm has so much value. If Paul wins, how will the media and the Republicans react? I think the Republicans on the conservative side will panic. I think the media won't care. If you want to call the, if you want to label the media mainstream, whatever, I don't think they're going to care. They'll just keep on discrediting him or doing whatever they do. So what's interesting is a lot of people don't like Paul because of his foreign policy, and they also don't like Paul because of some of the things that he's had to say about 9/11 and also state rights and property rights and, you know, all kinds of things. There's things that I really like about Ron Paul and that I think is, it's funny and ironic that people dive all over him for and now are trying to take credit for is his anti-Federal Reserve stance, saying it needs to be audited and how ridiculous it is that Ben Bernanke has this ultimate power, et cetera. And he's been screaming that for a long time before Ben Bernanke. So they've got a thing called the public policy poll, and this is out all over the place. Many of you already know this. I think a couple of you, Jeremy and Tomas, posted this even on my Facebook, but it's been out there. And what this public policy poll says is that supposedly Paul is in the lead. Like I say, all these polls and how you manipulate them and whatever, but he is in this one. He's leading the Republican field supposedly with 23% of the support, right? Mitt Romney has 20% and Newt Gingrich has 14. Now, of course, I mentioned this before. Clearly in other polls, you can find Newt Gingrich on top. And if you ask Gingrich, he's on top and he's the guy who's going to win it. But Gingrich always thinks he's going to win it. But he'll say that. He'll say, you know, look at where I am. I'm up in Gallup. I'm the 4-point favorite with Republican voters. And that's true. Gallup does their rolling polls and they do their daily averages and all that stuff. So we got 2 weeks to go before the Iowa caucuses. And he has a 4-point lead in Gallup over Romney. And if we go down, he's got 28%. Bear with me. He's got 28%. That's down 1% over Romney. And so pretty much unchanged, but that's followed with Ron Paul at 10%. Bachman is after that with 8%. So what does it, you know, all of that mean? I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens at this Iowa caucus and what happens in New Hampshire, to say the least. All right, so among the things that we're talking about besides 2012 and how it all looks as we spew all these numbers at you, and what Mitt Romney had to say about illegal immigration as he tries to play both sides of this, which clearly you can't have amnesty and not amnesty. You can't have citizen, I think, ridiculous. Let's have citizen panels deciding in every neighborhood. You stay. You've been here 25 years, and we like you, and you go to church, and you've got grandchildren. And then the rest of you, you have to go home. I mean, ugh. I know what he was trying to do and who he was trying to appease, but it just didn't come out right. I don't think it came out right at all. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
I'm great. How are you? Got all your presents picked out? You do the Hanukkah thing, right? Or do you do both? Or what do you do?
I do the Hanukkah thing.
All right.
I have a couple of friends who celebrate Christmas. Okay, just to get off the political... there is politics involved in this. I guess you heard Jacques Martin was fired.
I did hear that.
Okay.
So my question is to you, forget all what's written in the papers and what people are saying in hockey land. What do you know about it?
Well, I was hoping he'd be fired because, you know, being a hockey fan, it's, you know, hey, do something. So, you know, it was be fired. But unfortunately, some journalists here are saying because the interim coach, Randy Cunningworth, doesn't speak French, it's a slap in the face against Quebecers because he's unilingually English.
Mm.
And then some other people are saying, we don't care if he speaks Swahili, just as long as he knows how to put a winning team on the ice.
Yeah, but in Montreal, and this is why you're saying it's political, It would be better if he could speak French, because obviously that's still a big sticking point. And right. with the Montreal Canadiens, and, you know, although look at the players on the Montreal Canadiens,
right.
it's like the United Nations. It's not the same Canadian teams of the past. It's not like
right.
they used to be. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so, he was a columnist who said, you know, it's a slap in the face. And most friends are saying, and some of my friends who would vote PQ in an election said, we don't care. As long as he knows how to coach the team. You know, Randy Cunningworth said, you know, along the line, I will take French lessons. But, you know, right now, the most important thing for me is to try to put a winning team on the ice.
Yeah, and the problem is, listen, for everybody who's listening, they're saying, oh, Sam, are you bringing up hockey in the middle of it? She's talking about politics. But the bottom line is in anything, whether it's politics and you're running and you're not getting enough votes, obviously, eventually you drop out of the race. In the case of sports, you have to win or eventually you're booted. And he was in his, Martin was in his 17th year, I believe, in the NHL, I want to say, right? Yeah, he's something like that. And
right.
so he was big on pushing defense, and it wasn't working. I mean, the Canadians are struggling, and they were going to cut him loose. That was what's going to happen there. So
yeah.
now they've got the new guy in place, because he was
Randy
an assistant.
Right.
Yeah, so he was an assistant. So supposedly what I heard about him, I only read a little bit, but just that he's much more what they're calling for whatever, however much this plays into it, that he's kind of a tech savvy kind of guy.
Right, he is very.
So that has to bode well, I guess, for the Canadians. The bottom line is about Cunningworth's only going to stay there if they're winning, because he's the interim guy anyway. He's the assistant.
Right.
If they bomb out, they flame out, he's not going to be the guy either.
Okay, now let's get back to what you were talking about earlier about the Iowa caucuses.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, does the Des Moines Register, okay, maybe the Des Moines Register really carries a lot of pull maybe in Iowa. Because didn't they endorse Mitt Romney?
Yeah, Mitt Romney, yeah, they did. I said this before, how much do endorsements really matter when you're going to vote? Do you care what somebody says, or what the paper, who the paper endorses? How much weight does it carry? I'm going to say it doesn't carry that much weight for a lot of people. And these polls, some of these polls are kind of all over the place, but it is an interesting question. That's why at least once or twice a week, thanks, Sam, we're bringing that up. You'll hear that somebody endorsed Romney, somebody endorsed, Newt Gingrich. But how much do we care about the governor of New Jersey endorsing Mitt Romney? Does that affect your vote? Do you say, oh, well, he did it, so I'm going to do it? Hang with us.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree spray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
This just in. WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Fox says, hey, if Ron Paul wins, it doesn't really amount to much in Iowa at the caucus, because really, the people that run the Republican Party don't think he can win. That's the end of the story. What do you say, America? 800-259-5791. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
You know, it's Christmas. I haven't heard any Christmas music from the show today, so I am bringing it. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I want to see you on video dancing now. All right, right under that mistletoe. Here we go. Newt better not pout. Better not cry. Newt better watch out. I'm telling you why. Ron Paul is coming to town, man. Oh, yeah. Ron Paul know that Newt's a quitter. Ron Paul know Perry can't remember his name. Ron Paul know Romney flip-flop. And we know what happened to Herman Cain. Ron Paul is coming to town. Probably winning. Probably winning, yeah. Probably winning.
How about that one?
You are hilarious. You were imitating someone. I know it. You were channeling somebody when you were doing that. I'm trying to think. Who was it? Was it a cheap imitation of Bob Marley?
Yes, actually, Santa Claus and Bob Marley are going to vote for Ron Paul, apparently. I don't know.
So here's the question. You're a big Ron Paul supporter. Do you think that's true, what Wallace is saying? Like, hey, you know, listen, he gets it. Who cares? Because the Republicans aren't going to back him.
No, I think the opposite. And I think it'll be very good for the Republican Party, because then everybody's going to get involved hardcore. I mean, I go to freerepublic.com a lot. That's the number one conservative website in the world.
And those people over there, they can't stand Romney. And they know that, you know, Newt has some warts on him, but they want to go to Newt because they think he's conservative, much more conservative than Paul. And, you know, they throw quotes at you that Paul has been around so long and he's been consistently sort of left wing. I'm a conservative, you know me, and I don't like his dovish things. But like I said before, I think you cut aid to people and they've got to take care of their business. You know, they can't rely on you anymore, and they don't have that incentive to keep things going so they can get that money. So I think it would take care of a lot of problems in the Mideast. But I tell you what, if Ron Paul wins Iowa, you're going to have Ann Coulter go crazy because she's a big Romney fan, and she's going to war with Rush on this. Rush is, of course, not a Romney fan at all.
Right.
So, you know, and then Sean Hannity, well, he just wants people to listen to him and watch his TV show. So.
You're so funny.
Yes.
Well, you got to sell the soap. If you don't sell the soap, they're going to take you off the air. But I think...
That's not true, because you know what? You allow anybody on the show. You keep your integrity. You know, you have people, that guy from Chicago calls in. He's from the left, you know. I'm
right.
from the right.
Right.
He's allowed to call in. You know, you got anyone can call this show, and you are going to, when you get to New Hampshire, I'm sure you're going to make waves, especially if Paul has won Iowa. Everybody's going to get involved. You know, I think it's going to be good for everybody, even for the Democrats, because you're going to make this interesting. When people in America get interested in an election, that's good for the country, you know.
I agree with that. I think when people get interested, I think it's good for the country because not enough people even go out and vote. I think more people need to do that. If more people did, trust me, that would amount to change. It is always still about the people. If more people got involved, I know everybody's busy, everybody's buried in their lives, but if more people got involved, it would make a difference. Absolutely.
I tell you, Gingrich, if he wants to be serious about this, he needs to control what comes out of his mouth, because, you know, saying things like he's going to send federal marshals to arrest judges, okay? I mean, that's right out of Nazi 101.
Right.
I mean, what if Obama did that, you know? And I tell you what, I've seen lots of congressional cycles, and usually, you know, you have two, and usually, you know, near December, a lot of stuff gets passed that they don't read, but I've never seen so many threatening negative things get passed in like a 96-hour period than we've seen in the last 96 hours. You have the internet bill that's going to...
I know.
You know, we have the indefinite detention bill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The one stopgap, whatever it is, bill. It's not a budget, you know. Would seem to me what you would do just before... you know, a national calamity. If you knew something really bad was going to happen, like in January, you would pass this stuff in December. But I don't know. Hey, did you hear about that Pepsi thing?
I did hear about that because, of course, you posted something on Facebook. That's how I knew about it, actually, I have to say. And for people who are listening, it's a good reminder. Tomas is one of those active people on Facebook. You can do the same thing. When you start to pick up stuff, whether it's about the elections or whatever, and you want other people to see it, as we have certainly gained more steam on our Facebook presence, you can, you can sit there and post stuff. What you posted over the weekend, you posted with the rock, with the bases shutting down. You posted posted a photograph, actually, of the Pepsi can, Rolando Martinez's Pepsi can. And what it basically says is that he stumbled across the can of Pepsi, is what the caption reads, to take a close look at the picture. And the first thing that comes to your mind, what is it? So if you go to Facebook and you see it, then you know what we're talking about. On the can, there's a reason why you would maybe never want to buy another Pepsi product again. I was stunned by what I saw. What did you, to me, it was, what did you see on the Pepsi can? Of course, you saw writing. It was Islamic writing, right?
Right, right. And I'll tell you what, Pepsi is now saying that they are going to try and redress this situation. They wrote to me on Facebook. You can see it, I guess, if they haven't taken it down. And they said that it's a South African company that did the advertising and that, you know, it was supposed to be the skyline of Dubai or something, you know. But if you look in there, you'll
see. It doesn't look like a skyline to me.
they had to put the little plane up there. I don't know, you know. So it coincides with when our troops are leaving, and I think it was a stab at the United States trying to recall 911 and make fun of us. You know, it could have been a mistake, but now in a day of PC-icity, you would think that a big corporation like that would have been sensitive, okay, to its own country. Hello.
Well, on the can has Islamic writing. We'll tell everyone it has Islamic writing. And is that supposed to be the World Trade Centers and the plane above it?
Well, that's what some people see. Now, Pepsi says that it's supposed to be, you know, the skyline of a city in Bahrain, Dubai or something.
Yeah.
So. They, you know, if you go to Pepsi, they've got everybody inflamed about that, and they should come up with an apology, or else I don't think anybody can bring Pepsi on the Super Bowl party, you know.
I think as that spreads, because really it's just kind of a lot of people aren't aware of it right now. It's been on Facebook, like you sent me Rolanda Martinez's post is what you sent, and it had a picture of that about as Iraq is shutting down, that here was this can of Pepsi that he found. Look at the picture and see what you think you're seeing in it. It's like you said. And it does look like the World Trade Center is in a plane, and it has writing. So what is that about? Yeah.
And if you go to the Pepsi Facebook, you'll see a whole bunch.
Yeah. To get a better look at the can and see what you think. Yeah.
Anyway, thanks a lot. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, all that to everybody out there listening. Good luck when you go to New Hampshire. You know, tell us when you're going to be up there, where you're going to be. Maybe some of us can go visit you, you know. Who knows? And
all right. As soon as we know the particulars of that, we will let you know, because we don't know the exact broadcast spot. But thanks, Tomas. All right, coming up on America Tonight, We Can Count. It's all about the numbers, ultimately, isn't it? Kind of piggybacking on what he says here with the craziness of the Pepsi can and how many people have written to Pepsi, like he's saying, and how many people have posted things on Facebook saying that they will never drink Pepsi again. And, you know, what is it supposed to mean and all that other sort of stuff. It shows you the powers of numbers. And will they ultimately see some kind of a boycott or no? Is this something that, because I read something somewhere, they said that this was a mock-up, that it's not true. It's not really one of their cans, but that's Pepsi is trying to figure out how they're playing this, and it's very, very strange. In fact, we'll see if we can find a better copy of it and post it on the Internet site so you can make your own decision on what you think you're looking at. Coming up, though, it's all about the numbers. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Three backs all in the backfield. And now it's the muddle huddle. Brockle trucking left side. Brockle's got the edge. Richie Brockle takes it home.
You can't stop Richie Brockle.
It's the muddle huddle. Are you serious?
Breeze steps up, avoids the rush by Allen. Throws the football downfield. Caught by Moore. He's going to score. 10-5. Touchdown. Lance Moore in the end zone for the second time this season, or rather this game. 5 touchdown receptions by Saint receivers of Drew Brees aerials. That one good for 47 yards, and the Saints breaking this thing wide open.
Rivers going end zone, looking for Malcolm Floyd near side. He's got it inside, in the end zone. Is he in? Yes, sir! Touchdown, San Diego!
Harbor with single set, back play fake to him, and Haney is hit. The ball's intercepted. It's Big Red Bryant. He's going to take it in. Touchdown, Seahawks! As Haney is hit as he throws the ball, and Red Bryant picks it off, his second interception of the season, and Red at 300-plus pounds, high steps it into the end zone.
Stafford throws back in the end zone. Calvin Johnson juggled it. He caught it. He caught it for a touchdown on route.
High formation. Double tight ends on the line. And they hand off to Jackie Battle, crashing off right tackle to the end zone. Touchdown. And the Chiefs have finally scored a touchdown.
The Chiefs go to a knee, and that is going to do it in one of the great victories in the regular season in Kansas City Chiefs history. Kyle Orton at quarterback. Heroic plays by Tom Mahali with a Pro Bowl-style performance, as well as Derek Johnson. And Kansas City celebrates. They have broken perfection, and Green Bay goes down in a sea of red as Arrowhead Magic strikes again.
Orlovsky takes a knee. And most of the crowd still here.
They're going to enjoy it. And for the Titans, it is an incredibly bitter pill to swallow.
Wow. We say this each and every week, but what a wild week in the NFL. And we're still not done yet because, of course, there's a Monday night matchup. But a couple of things worth mentioning here as we do our NFL highlights. How about this? The fact that the Green Bay Packers aren't perfect anymore and who handed them their loss. You heard the call there, Kyle Orton, as the new quarterback, and a shocking 19-14 win, Kansas City beating the Pack, and the Colts. Wow, the Colts upset the Titans 27-13. Who would have thunk that? Not me, because I, of course, had both of those games wrong in my weekly poll. That was one of the big things that happened. The Giants flubbed up against the Redskins 23-10. That was a huge win for the Redskins, because they get to play spoiler, so to speak, as the Giants are duking it out with the Cowboys for that lead, or, you know, for the ultimately to take the prize in the NFC East. And now they're a game behind the Dallas Cowboys. The game that all of you care about, of course, is the game of the week. That would be our nail the score game. And that was the Patriots game. The Patriots and Tim Tebow, because that's what it was really billed as. Oh, yeah, he does have a team behind him called the Denver Broncos. And Tim Tebow went down at the hands of New England. We weren't quite sure what was going to happen in the first quarter of this game. Denver led 13-7. New England then turned it around, slapped up 20 points in the second quarter. By the end of the game, 41-23. So Denver's 8-6, New England 11-3. So they're of course are in. Come on, give me a break. Philly upended the Jets 45-19, you never know. And San Diego really needed it, and they put a hurting on Baltimore 34-14. There was a couple of other interesting finishes, like Detroit picking up their ninth win. They did it by the hair of their chinny chin chins, 28-27. Now for the big score, as I said, I've already mentioned the score, but did anybody nail the score? Every week, that's what everybody wants to know. Do you think anybody picked 41-23? No, no, and no. There was actually two people that had scores in the 40s, but no one had 41-23. In fact, most of the guesses were nowhere near that. You know, 27-10. Let's see. Pat in New York had Denver 38-28. We had Sky in Texas who had 31-10 New England, but nobody came close. Nobody came close to nailing it. Crazy. Another crazy week, Matt. You're an NFL fan, like we say each and every week. You do the fantasy thing. I do the pick'em thing. You do the fantasy thing. And it's crazy. We got the Monday night game, Pittsburgh and San Francisco. This will be good because you have two teams that are 10-3, and this is at Candlestick Park. But wow, crazy, some crazy finishes. The San Diego finish was, the San Diego was kind of a blowout. Baltimore was never in that one. But the Detroit game was a crazy finish. Also, what was the other big one? Oh, I thought the Kansas City win, I mentioned that, was huge, obviously, over Green Bay. For Kansas City, it was huge, too. So there's some teams that have a little bit of life left in them. And, of course, Indianapolis doesn't have to go in the record books with no wins.
And right now is the most stressful time of the year for me because, well, my Vikings are out of it, so that's not stressful at all. But I'm in the middle of a fantasy football playoff meat grinder right now, and I'm down about 20 points. And I've got the San Francisco defense and Antonio Brown, the wide receiver for the Steelers, going tomorrow. So it's a stressful period in my life, and I'm going to make it all about myself. So I need everyone to cheer for Antonio Brown and the San Francisco 49ers defense, which it's kind of hard to do because they're on opposite teams. But if we can get all the Steelers points through Antonio Brown and maybe have the 49ers special teams block a field goal, return it for a return a punt, do something. I need help, people. I need help.
Since we're all begging for help, I need help, too, because my picks are killing me at the tail end of this. And then I come to find out that the North Carolinians in this football pool are cheating, as two of them are playing the opposite ends of whatever they're picking, Matt. And so that, therefore, they're trying to stack the wins.
Ah.
I know.
I was like, how do you cheat? Do they got that DeLorean? They're going ahead in time? Or what's
no,
going on?
No, you cheat. So think about it. If you were, you have all these weeks, you're playing, what, 17 weeks, and you come out to a pretty good hot start. So now you know you're both there. You're almost at the top. One of you has.
Yeah.
And so what you do
so
is.
Playing against
yep,
each other.
Playing
with
against
each other.
With each other, because then you, the games that you know, some that you think are automatic, you let the other guy pick, so he's going to be on top that week, and you're not.
Is that really cheating as much as it is, it's just kind of collusion and forming a pact. You just needed a buddy to help you out.
I did need a buddy.
You need more friends.
I do. I need to fly to North Carolina.
You're kind of the Ron Paul of your group. You need more people to vote for you.
I am like Ron
Paul. You don't have all that Mitt Romney money.
So true. I need a trip to North Carolina to work on these Wolfpack guys.
Exactly. You need to work somebody over. You need to get somebody on your side so you can win.
Exactly. Crazy. Week 15, we're down to the nitty gritty.
What, the Colts finally winning too, by the way.
I know, the Colts. And here's the thing, I saw a little commentary by Bob Costas, and he said an interesting thing. He's talking about, why not go for Andrew Luck? Let them, because, you know, Peyton Manning, he's 37 anyway, and why not have him as the backup
they
guy?
They have to draft Luck.
They have to.
They absolutely have to.
He should have just said, you have no choice. Are you kidding me? He's the best quarterback you can get. Get him.
I know.
Peyton Manning's done with that neck. How long can he stay in the game?
Yeah, that's the thing. He's older. He's coming back from a massive neck surgery where he didn't even play this whole year. Who knows if he's ever going to come back? And if you have the chance to draft the guy who's been the guy for 3 years, NFL teams have wanted this guy, you've got to take him. You've got to. There's just no way about it. You can't pass up on him. It doesn't matter like who you have as your quarterback. You have to take him.
Yeah, they have to take him. Absolutely. And they'd be stupid not to, and of course they will. I can't imagine that they wouldn't pass on that. That would be insane unless, even if Peyton Manning were younger with the neck injury, it's much, much too risky. So I'm sorry once again that nobody nailed the score, but let's hope that we have a different result next time around. Who would have thought that many points would have been put up? That's the thing. So really, this time around, last couple of times, people have been close. This time around, nobody was close.
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Oh, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.
Beckham now knocked Hamlin to the ice, cross-checks him a couple of times. Well, call something, for God's sake.
That's exactly right.
I mean, he's looking right at it. He hit Hamlin twice, and they call absolutely nothing.